This is Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas with the weekly boxed beef trade for week ending October 24th. The Daily Spot Choice boxed beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 217.17, which was $6.01 higher compared to the previous Friday. There were 638 loads sold for the week in that daily boxed beef cutout compared to 726 loads the previous week. It was just a little less than 10% of the total volume. The comprehensive or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, including that daily spot cutout, was at 212.99, which was $5.79 higher and is starting to catch up with that daily spot market increases. There were 6,483 total loads sold, which was 101 loads higher than the previous week, and the formula sales were 3,487 loads, which was 96 loads higher than last week and was about 53% of the total loads sold for the week. Exports, as reported in this boxed beef report, represent primarily muscle cuts, and they were at 744 loads, which was 176 loads higher than the previous week. 152 loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 592 loads were shipped overseas. The outfront sales, which won't be delivered for at least 22 days, they were at 1,052 loads, which was 22 loads higher than last week, but quite a big drop compared to 2 weeks ago. Taking a look at the weekly average primal cut prices, the choice middle meats, which are the rib and loin, were $7 to $8 higher, and those chuck and round primals were both $5 higher and are starting to follow their normal seasonal increase in prices during the fall as roasts become an important part of the family menu. The cow cutout was $6.94 lower at $183.33 on Friday, and those 90% trimmings ended the week $9.61 lower compared to the previous Friday at $222.76, but it has dropped about $60 since the beginning of September. The latest report of imported meat passed for entry into the U.S. for week ending October 17th showed that week we imported 18,426 metric tons of fresh beef, which was about 1,500 metric tons lower, and it has dropped almost every week the last 2 months. Year-to-date for the first 42 weeks of this year, we are running 26% higher fresh beef imports than last year. Australia was 43% higher, and New Zealand was still up 20%. When you take a look at the previous part of the year, Australia was 64% higher at the beginning of the summer and has dropped almost continuously since then. And that $60 drop in the domestic 90% trimmings recently has helped reduce the fresh beef imports because a very high percentage of those imports are trimmings. Now taking a look at the finished cattle trade, the live prices were largely untested in most areas, and the five area steer price was at $135.38, which was $2.40 higher, but volume was much lower than the previous week. The dress prices were very limited, with a few at $208 to $210 in Nebraska and Iowa, which was $3 to $5 higher. And the average live weight from the Texas Panhandle for week ending October 17th was 7 pounds lower at 1347, and that was 53 pounds higher than last year, which was 1294. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending October 10th was 4 pounds heavier at 928, and that was 29 pounds heavier than last year, which sets another new record high. And the choice select spread was $6.27 on Friday, which would be almost $1 higher compared to the previous Friday. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA Market News in Amarillo, Texas.